begin, guys. Okay. I want to make a... First of all, I want to wish you a mazel tov to Yitzchak. Maybe after Mincha we'll do a shtickle rikud in place, or maybe in moving with some space. Social distancing with rikud with social distancing. Okay? Mazel tov to you. May you build a bais nem and be throw. Okay. A few horrors I want to mention. And a little bit of a mahalach in one of them, but let's try to get them. First thing I just want to mention is that Rashi, Shitas Rashi, we spoke about Kfelo, it was last Friday, but I just wanted to make sure we got that clear, because I don't know if I said it clearly. You know, Rashi, we did say, he says, you require Kfelo and Mesich Lefitumo. Rashi said that Beferish on Sadi Zion Amid Aleph. So we just pointed out that at that time, and I just wanted to go over that, because like I said, I don't know if I said it 100% clearly, is that what is the reason why you need to have, you know, both reasons in that sense? Why is there a requirement to have both Kfela and Mesich Lefitumo? So the Lev Ari and the Rosh Yosef say you need the Kfela because he's a Baki in Ta'amim. He's a Baki with chef and taste. But you're not saying at all, Chazaka Umnusu, that he's not going to lie because he's worried about his job. That's not because of that at all. So I wanted to just mention that's one Mahalach in Rashi. The other Mahalach in Rashi is the Trumas Adeshin and the Chsam Sofer that say Beferish. They write Beferish, the Trumas Adeshin and the Chsam Sofer. The Trumas Adeshin, let me give you the Mar Makom, is in Achuvis Ayin Tes. And the Chsam Sofer on the Makom, they say you need an Akum Uman, because the Stam Akum is not Neman, even Mesich Lefitumo. By Yisuri Dereis, we know from the Gemara Baba Kama. So you need a Akum Uman, because an Uman is Lo Maram Nunasso. But you also need Mesich Lefitumo as well. And those two things, we had mentioned in Shir, but Rabbi Kivega already is Ma'or that, is that those two concepts are a bit contradictory. On one hand, you know, you're saying that Umid Lomara Umnaso, and then you're saying you need Mesich Lefitumo. Mesich Lefitumo is you're like shooting the breeze. You know, you're not highlighting at all the fact that he's an expert. And Umid Lomara Chuskoso is highlighting the fact that he's an expert. He has a job. He's making a few million dollars on a food network. That's kind of like the opposite of Mesich Lefitumo. Mesich Lefitumo, you don't know what's flying. You're just shooting the breeze about some story. So I just want to point out that there's two shitas in Rashi there regarding why you need the Uman. Do you need the Uman because he's a baki in the taste, or do you need the Uman because Lomarach Umnose? So it's a machlokes in pshat in Rashi between the Lev Aryeh and the Rosh Yosef on one hand against the Trumas Hadesh and Chsam Sofer on the other. And if you take that second approach, that's against the Rabbi Kiveg, which we were over. That as far as seems to be contradictory. You have to try to work that out. Okay, that's the first horror I wanted to mention. Second horror is... Yes?
The coin has to be a baki also?
You mean a baki b'ta'amim? You mean for the truma, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine it would follow like that. Probably. Very good. Probably, yeah.
First, on the very beginning there about the who's smart being contradictory, didn't you say that...
Yeah, that's how you could answer it, Ben, maybe, yeah. That's how maybe you can answer it, perhaps. Yes, go ahead, Josh.
Yeah, if we say that Kfela, he is much for
his
business, then why do you
need
him?
Like,
the
issue
is that he doesn't know if
you're
talking about lies.
What's the
svara
why Rashi would say you need both, you mean?
And
his kefela should be enough. Yeah, it's a good kasha. But Rashi says you need both, you know? So you're asking what the svar is. Yeah. Yeah, what the svar is, you need to have both. If you have chazak arm nasi, maybe lemaisi have a little bit of the echoes of the Ismanakamar of the Ramal with the auger, we said that they're choshish l'shaker, even if they are experts. Maybe that chazak is not so strong, even though Tosis had it. You know, maybe can't use that for Akam regarding this. Maybe something along those lines. But it's a good kasha. Okay, that's the first hara. We gotta go weiter. Okay, Zachy, I'm sorry. We just gotta go. You have real quick because we got a lot. Go ahead, Zachy, real quick.
If I remember correctly, I saw the Mishnah. I think the reason why I need both is because the Nehemonos Mesiach Mitumo, but the Kfilas for expertise in Tom. Tom, you need expert for Tom.
And that's what we just said. We just said that the reason why you need Baki, there are two possibilities. You need Baki either for the taste, or you need Baki for Chazak and Nusso. That was the first approach that we said. The Lev Ari and the Rosh Yosef. That's why he said Baki B'tomim. Okay, so that's the first Hara I wanted to say. Second Hara is also Rashi. I want you to know. We didn't have a chance to say this. We have been saying all along that Tam Kikar is Derabanan, according to Rashi, which is true. But I want to just point out the following three shitas within Rashi. The Beis Yosef, if you saw, said if it's Nimcha Guf HaHeter Be'Isser, meaning it's not Be'en, but there's a Kedais B'Chechlis Pras, the Beis Yosef claims that Rashi will be Maskim, that you'll be Loka. Okay? That's according to Beis Yosef. Now the Sefer HaTruma says Rashi holds that it's only an Issa D'Oraisa and you'll be Loka if it's Be'en. Nimcha Beheter will not be an Issa D'Oraisa. So the Sefer HaTruma begs the different of Beis Yosef Shat and Rashi. And then the third Shita in Rashi is the Minchas Koyein that said that no matter what, Lamaisa Min HaTayr, even Min Mishayin Amino, it's always Batal Barov. And it's never an issur d'oraisa unless the issur is the rov of the taruvis. Halacha lamaisa. It has to be the rov of the taruvis. Even if you have 40-1, it'll never be. It's always the rabbanan according to Rashi. So I want you to get those three shitas in Rashi.
Why is that against
Sefer HaTruma? No, the Minchas Kohen is saying even if it's nimcha lamaisa. Okay, he's saying mefarish even if it's what? Even if it's, seems like the Minchas Kohen says Halacha lamaisa, that even the min mishen omino, I don't, maybe to whatever degree that is, I don't know if it's even nimcha lamaisa. I mean, if it's banned, you got to remove it. But according to the Minchas Kayin, it seems to that min atayri is saying even more of a kula, that the isser has to be rov of the taruvis. If the isser is not rov of the taruvis, even if it's lamaisa, even if it's ban eli, he seems to be saying that it's Baltal Barov no matter what. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, but it's Baltal Barov. It's Baltal Barov. If it's like... Yeah, so we're going to discuss that today. We're going to discuss that today about Makir. But it seems to be saying more, even more of a kula than the Sefer HaTrumas. That's what it seems to be. He's saying even more of a kula. Obviously, it's banned and remove it. So, I don't know, let's say you remove it and there's some, you're worried about some vestige there or something. But that's what it seems to be. Let's see. That's a second horror I wanted to mention. For first was Rashi about Kfela and Mesich Lefitumo. The second one is these shitas of Rashi, these three shitas. I hear what you're saying. Let's see. But that's, he seems to be saying more of a kula, the Minchas Kain, than the Sefer HaTrumas, Pshat, and Rashi. Okay. Third hara I wanted to mention, and let's get this. The third hara is we discussed in Rabbeinu Tam Shita that, you know, Tam Kikas D'Orais in your Loka, but we had a machlokas in the Gedol Achronim between the Prima Godim on one hand against the Kresiu Plesi and the Gon, where there was Chetzi Shir, was Nivla inside the Isser. So when there's Chetzi Shir Nivla inside this, so the Prima Godim in Sari Ches, Nesifte Da, Sifkot Nchav Gimel, says that even in that case, Rabbeinu Tam will say Tam Kikas D'Oraisa, and the Kresu Plesi in Simon Sari Be, Sifkot and Tes, Dibra Maskol Ach, is Cholek, and we said the Gon also in Rechaim, Simon Tufmem Zayin, Sif Yud Aleph also, they argue as well. And we said that the Gaon and the Plesi are holding, like the Rav Shtukel Torah, that it's not Isser Nepach Leheter. It's not Heter Nepach Leisser. It's containing. And therefore, if it's containing, then Lamais, it makes sense that if it's Nivlo with only a Chet Yishir, then it won't be good enough. Because if you hold that the Heter is Nepach Leisser, then what's the difference whether it comes from Chet Yishir or not? So that Lamaisa is the Shita of the Prima Gadim, which we wanted to try to say, but the Rav thought that that was incorrect. And I wanted to just point out the following. And this is a very big Chiddush, okay? Very big Chiddush, which we didn't have a chance to get. So I want you to make sure you get this. It's very important, and I saw this, the Rush quotes for the Rabbeinu Tam Araya. One of the guys said it. One of the guys said the Lashon that he says, if I'm not mistaken, the Rosh says for Rabbeinu Tam, the Lashon of Heter Nepach Leisser. Who pointed it out? Jake, did you say it? Yes, I think you said it. Because the one that Isser Nepach Leheter is in Siman Lamed Zayin, that's the Isser Nepach Leheter eating the three burgers together. However, Heter Nepach Leisser is in Siman Lamed Aleph. And in Siman Lamed Aleph, he quotes a Mishnah in Challah that I want you to know. And the Mishnah Chal is very important. The Mishnah Chal states, in Mishnah Zion, it says the following. It says, Perek Shlish in Mishnah Zion, Osa Isa Minachitim Minahorez, Imesh Batam Dagon, Chayavis Bechala, Va'adam Yotze Bidechavasa Bepesach. Vim Ein Batam Dagon, Eina Chayavis Bechala, Vain Adam Yotze Bidechavasa Bepesach. It's an amazing Chiddush. Now, the Yushalmi there in Chal says the Mishnah is against Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds, you're not chayvin chal until there's a sheer dogon kashir. There's a sheer dogon. You're not chayvin chal. So Shum Gamliel argues in the Mishnah. But in the Ravid, in Hilchos Bikur, in Perik Vavalach, in Alf, in Perik Vavalachos Chomets, Matzalach, holds like Shum Gamliel. So, Lemaisa, even if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that you hold Iker, Tam Kiker, and you're chayv Malkus, that's like Abi Onshin. But does the whole Taruvus become Kimin Dogon Mamish? According to the Rav's pshat, this is very shvir. You're saying basically the klal of tam kikur and mitzvahs. And there's in order to be yotzei matzah and pesach, you need what matzah? So you have to say like our shtickel Torah, push pshat, that iser is what? Is nepach leheter? I'm sorry, that heter is nepach leiser, and in mitzvahs, the it becomes mamish matzah. How else could you be yotzei? And the Rambam paskins like the Chachamim. And how could you say such a thing? How could you say something? If you look in the Bavli in the Zvachim and Dafayin Chesem and Alf, it quotes this Mishnah in the topic of what? Tam Kikker. So I'm just pointing out that the Rav himself pointed out this Mishnah. It seems to be go against. You can't say the Rav's container theory. Oh, do you think Hashem requires when you eat matzah, eat a container that has Tam Matzah? You got to eat a Chefsha Shel Matzah. So what I want to bring out is that this Siftei Das, the Prima Gadim, that learned if you have something that's nivla b'chetzi shir, that means heter's not pachliser, like you pointed out, Jake, and to the degree you can be yitz and mitzvahs with. So I think it's a raya brura to what we said. Okay, we have the Rav's whole shtickel tire, you're right, but this marker you got to know. Now, I think the way the Rav would get out of it is that if you look into Yushalmi there in Chala, the Yushalmi has a new topic called Greira. Make sure you get that topic down called Greira. Greira means that the chitim are gorer the oris. Whatever that. According to this, it's a different topic than Tom Kicker. It's a different topic. And the topic will be, according to the Rav, Tom Kicker is the container theory, and Greira means the transformation, the metamorphosis. That this rice becomes mamish wheat. But that's a different topic, the Rav will say. That's called Greira. So that's what I want to bring out. But I just wanted to point out that this notion is very important because the Yushalmi views it, calls it Greira. But in the Bavli scheme in Zvachim, they call it Tam Kikker. And Tam Kikker is Kemitzah. So I think it's a very good right. And you look in that Rush in Siman Laman Aleph that you had mentioned, Jake, he quotes that Mishnah. Here, I have it right here for you. He quotes that Mishnah in Siman Laman Aleph to prove his point of the Rabbeinu Tam. And this is talking about mitzvahs. It's talking about mitzvahs. So it's talking about mitzvahs, Lamaisa. It's obviously what? It's a transformation. Let me just find the lush. I just saw it right before. If you can find it real quick. Yes. He says like this. He says, so he's quoting this Mishnah Lamaisa regarding what? Regarding challah. So you see, Beferish, I wanted to see the first time where he mentions it. Oh, here he says. He says, Hare matzinu, sha'afa bisharova isa mina oriz, kevin chesh batam dogon azlina basa taima. Vimacha kazayas min isa yotzede matzah kilo haisa kula shokhitin. So please get that down. So Lamaisa, not just a horror, it's a very important mahalach, and I think that's a raya brura, or it fits much better to the prima gana, whether it's nifla b'chetzi shir or not. You have the isser and then transform it. But you should know it's a machleik, is bavli shami, whether it's called tam kik or it's called greiru. Okay. Also, I wanted to point out, so I think that's the Rashi was one about kfela, two Rashi about Nimcha, three was this prima gadim. Okay? Four, I just want to point out, is that there is another mahalach, I just wanted to point out of the Ramah, and I think, you know, you asked me yesterday, Ben, how would Reb Moshe, Masber the Gemara, everyone I think is going to say like the Shach. I was thinking about it. The Shach boxed in the Gemara between Rav and Abai talking about something that's not what? Nitan Tam. It's Tevel, it's Yai Nesach. It's Orla. It's not Nitan Latam. So it's a Machlekes Rav Abai. How do you touch up Min Bimino or Min Mishenu Mino? Do you look at the Shemar? Do you look at the Tam? So everyone will say like the Shach and Bax and Gemara. Reb Moshe will say like that too. And the Machlekes between Abai and between Ramah and the Shach is talking about standard Isurim, about Ham, Basar B'Chalav, not things that are what? That are Osir B'Mashu. So anyone who's going to touch up the Ramah will agree with the Shach the way he did away with the Gemara, where you constrict the Gemara. And not to say, God forbid, that the Shach Paskin's like a Baye. So I want to just say over one more pshat, the crazy place, which is very, very interesting, just very quickly, and that is that he basically wants to say that, you know, we model it, Tom Kicker, we model it after the Mucker. And the Mucker is bread and wine, and those things are different in taste and different in shame. And the Kresu place in Sari Chesif Kon Dalit says that's what the Ramah is driving at, that the Machlokas is in such a situation when, you know, Tam Kikr is, if they're Chalukin, rocking the Tam, and they're equal in Shmam, then you don't say Tam Kikr. They have to be different in Tam and different in Shema. And that's the Machlokas Lamaisa. And that's the Machlokas. You model it after that. And that's how the Kresu place you will, you know, touches up the Gemara. The only thing is, it maybe should have said af. Baruch HaShulchan writes, it maybe should have said af. The Ramah should have said af basar shma. They require tam and shma. Why didn't the Ramah say the word af? The Baruch HaShulchan asked that on the Ramah, if you say this pshat. But that's what the Sifte Das, the Prima Gadim, and the Kresu places, if they da Sifkan Vav, seem to say a similar thing. The Ramah requires tarte, shava betame, vegam shma. He requires, you know, Tom and Shema, and Lamaisa, you would need what? You would need both. But the only thing is the Ramah should have said the word Af, but it's modeled after the fact that what? That Tom Kicker in the Torah with Pas and, you know, Yayin is different in the name. Bread and wine are different names, and they're also different tastes. And that's the way the crazy place you want to say. But everyone that touches up the Ramah, I think, will say, Ben, will box in the Gemara like the way the Shach did. Okay. All right, let's get to what we're at now. So those are the different... And the last horrors I wanted to say, that yesterday I spoke to Rabbi Konigsberg, and Ellie's point about the Mari, if you look up the we call him Marai, he calls it Marai, however you want to say it, Marai is the Trumas Adeshin. And he wrote Hagos on the Shari Dura. Shari Dura was a Talmud of Marami Rutenberg. So the Trumas Adeshin was even a later Rishon. He wrote Ha'aris. And in what Ellie was asking, he's quoting it from that Taisim Sachim and saying that I think it's what? I think it's not Lamaisa Asadirais. It's Asim in the Rabbanan. So that's he himself speaking. So the Ma'ari, we had a correct quote of the Ma'ari. And therefore, the only problem is that third one that Rav Schechter pointed out, that doesn't go well at all with that about the in Simin Sadi test. That was Rav Schechter's Kasha. On this Ma'ari, but the Ma'ari would work out would work out to be l'shitaso on those two, and he's quoting what he was asking the kasha. That's the shita Mari Rushet was just asking on that case of Chosev and Neor. It seems to be that he's holding the din of what bittul mshishim is midan mitam siluk tam iser, not like the Rav Shtukal Torah that it's a din, but nonetheless, that's the one. That's what we want to reread that Ma'ari. He was quoting there. Well, he's quoting the Taisus and Psachim to bring that kasha out. Halach lemais. That comes out well. Just we have that steer with the shach, with the steer with the sadites. Okay, fine. So let's continue now. Let's begin here where we left off, and we're up to Sif Dalet. Okay, so Sif Dalet is hard. I mean, like every Sif, but let's go through it and make sure we try to get it. And then we got to keep plowing through. So in Sif Dalet, the Mechaber writes that if you have an Isser that's cooked with Heter, and even if you recognize it, and it's Shalem, and you threw it out, you need Shishim Kenegah to call Isser, because we don't know how much came out of it. And therefore, if you cook in a Kederis Isser that's a Bas Yomor, or you stick a spoon of Isser Beheter, you need Shishim Kenegah the whole thing. Or connected the whole spoon, because we don't know how much was absorbed in, whether it's of cheris, whether it's of eitz, whether it's of mateches. The Shach points out here in Sifkot Yud Alef that you never know. Usually, you don't have what's in the kli shishim neged what neged the kol kli. There's not what's besocha kli. Whatever's in the kli is never shishu neged kol kli. So that's why the whole tafshul is usser. Once in a while, you'll find a case where the pot is so skinny, the walls, that maybe you could have in the tafshul the food 60 connected the kli. But usually the shach says that's not the case. Okay, so lemaisa in the mechaber is not mechalakin cheris eitz or mateches, and the shach in sifkon chav beis says lemaisa that the rivet is mechalakin eitz or mateches, that you can be mafrid Yisrael yedei hagala, and therefore your meshar what came out of it. And the Shach thinks it's wrong. He says there's no difference in Kli Cheres and Mateches. That's the din. Okay. And then the Rama writes, the Rama says, Bavacha Baloi de Retichas Eish, as long as there's fired it up, Shaz Ablio, Lechas B'chol Akli, but through salting, it's only going to be Kedei Klipa. Through salting, it's only going to be Kedei Klipa, Halach Lamaisa. Okay? And even a Davar Shamein, it's not Nivlin a Kli through Retichas Malicha. It's only Kedei Klipa as well. The Chavestas I gave in the Chedushim Sekut Yud Aleph says that as well. Okay. Then he writes, V'yesh Misha Machmer Bekaf Shel Mateches, Shishar Lahatzrich Shishim Keneged Kula, Filo Hichlis Ala Mixus, Mishum Nechamik Soso Cham Kulo. Even the part of the spoon that was outside, you're going to need Shishim Keneged the whole thing. Okay. Halach Alamais, you're going to need Shishim Keneged the whole thing. And the Shach says, that's Tavka by a Kli, we say this. He says, if not, but Davar Maich, we paskin Lamaisa. We paskin Halach Lamaisa. The Shach says, I'm sorry, when he says, Ayde Retichas Malichas, Ena Nivla Bekli, Rak Kedei Klipa. That's only by a Kli, do you say it's only Kedei Klipa? But the salt by a food will expand in the whole thing. Okay, that's what the Shach says, Zivkot Yadala. Now the Ramah says, what I mentioned to Eli before, Ramah says, Nog Kisvar Rishona. Like the Mechaber is also Mekel, says the Shach as well, that we do not require, we don't say Cham Iksos or Cham Kula. We only talk about the thing that was inside. That's the thing you're going to eat Shishim. But then the Ramah writes like this, V'chol Isser Shem Avatlin B'Shishim Imakiro Sarach L'Asiru Misham. Very important, like everything we say, V'avagav De'Kfar Nispatl B'Tam Shishim. He says, any Isser that was nullified in Shishim, if you recognize the thing, you better remove it from there, even though it's already been nullified. Now I ask you, Eli, how is that shaykh to read that line of the Ramah? How do you have something that's nikar but has been nullified? I thought by definition you just told me that something's nikar is not in a taruvus. No? No, didn't you just tell me that before? He says, okay, so he says, any issue that's mevatel b'shishim, imakiro. What I'm just saying is, you're right. He means the time that you've taken out, sarach lasir misham, the chefso that's there, you have to remove, even though it's been ispalta tam of b'shishim. But if the chefso is there, you got to remove it. Okay? Now the Gilyon Marashah writes here on the side of the page that this is a din d'oraisa. Okay? And he quotes a Taz. And I gave you the Taz in the Mar Makomis and Uchel Sukkah. Okay? What does the Taz say? The Taz says in Uchel Sukkah, in Simin Tuf Reish Lamed Beis, okay? The Mechaber, the Tuf Reish Lamed Beis Sif Aleph, okay? The Mechaber is talking about a situation where you have a Sukkah Ketana, and he's talking about a Sukkah Ketana, and he says that, Lamaisa, you have a Sukkah Ketana, and he says, what happens if you have mixed Shach in there? So he says, since it's a davar mu'ud, he says, have a command to lay sedami. Ksheira v'yishena tachtav. You can sleep under it, the sukkah, because since rova v'shach kosher and mu'ud v'shach pasul, ksheira v'yishena tachtav, kevin shu davar mu'ud, have a command to lay sedami. V'kosu b'levush b'zeshe batal hu'etzel ha'shach ha'kosher. Gidin kol isra mispatal b'heter. Shenasa isra heter. Ava kosher lay frek the taz. Halor meaning kain el b'shein makirin also. The only time you say bittles when you don't see it. V'kan makirin also. Here you see the schach that's mechuber. Sarachiyun. V'efsher shegam zehu alach l'moshe mesinayhu. V'achi hachi gamrinin. Inami. Listen to this. Inami, a second answer. Minatera filu b'makir ha'isr batal b'rov. A makir b'isr batal b'rov. This is what you said, Eli. That's nuts, no? This is nuts. Well, he's saying it's right. Even when it's nicker. Dami Sanhedrin Yafinan. The Bata Barov. The Sham Yadinan. We know which dying. Mi Mizaka or Mi Mechayiv. You know who says what. Filochi Amra Torah Zilbasaruba. Ubi Surin Sarek Lahashlich Yisra. Hainu Mid Rabbanon. That's only the Rabbanon. Ubesukah shel mitzvah kumu adiraisa ad kan l'shono. This is the lavush. Zuck the taz davar ze ain't a royally kasev. He says this is not fitting to be written down. This lavush. V'lomer de minatera filu b'makar isra ain't sarach l'hashmel so chas v'sholom. I'm not saying it. The taz is saying it. Chas v'sholom lomar kain. The behead your cuss of toys, I give you the marmakomas in Chulin. Perik, get an usher, that's sorry, hey, your mask was fake, also Chulin. Vakamla mina terra, had betrayed bottle. Hainu shimu uruv, the eno nicker is a Chulin, I can lashono. So he says, that's crazy. But the Levush says it. And he says, Mashakos of Arayim is Sanhedrin, zelo paga, zelo naga. It doesn't come into the realm. Dasam labi tam taruvis. I mean in Zilbasarov. Elatera butla dasa miut. It's like that Taisa Baba Kama we said. In the first day, Ain Hokul Mamacha Rov, Taisa Baba Kama Chav Zion Base. It's not a rov, it's coal. Lo Shach Sham Sham Miut Nefach Rov, Kamosha Talmud Taruvis. You don't blend the Dayanim together, the human beings. She Isra Nepach Leheter. Vokanami Besukkah. Shazah apostle shu pakas mishlosa tvachim batal humitam ain sham makom pasul bezeh lo mitam taruvis el shembo kedei lasor came shu muad kasha commanded leisa. So this is a real din d'oraisa, and the Ramah lemaisa, the Ramah is saying, you know, is echoing against this that lavush that you have to remove it. And the Gilyon Marashah says it's a d'oraisa, you got to remove it. It's a d'oraisa, you got to remove it. So, Lamaise, I'm just saying, you got to think about what that Minchas Yaakov said in Rashi, and you were asking on, maybe he's echoing something like the Levush a little bit. I don't know. But we got to look at it again.
It's the Svar of the Levush. We should say that for a couple of parish too. We should say, even I know that it's a trade for Chatikah, since nine stores in this town are Jewish, it's kosher, according to them.
Even if what?
If I know it's a trade for Chatikah, but nine stores in this town are Jewish.
No, if I know that, if I know this piece of meat's us, there's no suffix.
There's also no suffix in our case, because we know which.
What do you mean? Here in our case, you're doing in bittul, you're removing it.
Yeah,
you mean?
It's also
okay, but you're taking it out, Lamaisa. That called the parsh meruah. I know, if that chefsa, I know there's no latest a suffix, Lamaisa. Here I'm removing it afterwards, Lamaisa. Okay, I'm removing it. So we're saying a transformation. There's no taruvis at all, your case. nothing to talk about. Kol Parsh Merupash, which chefs is that from? That's not a case of Bittel. Okay. So Lamaisa, please get this down. That's the Chiddush of the Ramah that I wanted to bring out with this Gilyon Marsha who claims that it's a Din D'Oraisa. Therefore, let's just get this. What's the ramification? Let's get it, guys. Lachain im nafal chalev. Here the word is chalev, right? You always got to know, is it chalev or chalev? Here im nafal chalev l'tok tafsh. If the chalev falls on tafsh, is patal tamo b'shishim. Sarach litin shamayim sonanim. You got to do some shtick here. You got to pour cold water. V'teva hachalev l'hakpia. It's going to flow to the top. V'letzuf l'mala l'mayim v'yasirenu misham. If you have a way to remove it, it's like it's nicker. And it would be following that Pashup Shad is that would what? That would in fact be what? Would be a Din D'Oraisa. Pashup Shad, that would be a Din D'Oraisa. Then the Ramah continues. Isser, Shinizbata Bikdera, the Isiru Misham, the Nafal Likdera Acheris, right? If the issue was nullified in one pot, it was removed and fell into another k'teira sarach lachzor levatlo bishishim neged kulo v'chein li'oilim, because maybe it wasn't polad akol in the k'teira rishona, there's a little bit in there, and in this new k'teira it's the issur v'heter and the chachmasod issur v'heter klal chavdal and the chachmasod klal nanaf siv zayin, learn that maybe it'll pull in the second one, and he says that's a problem. Aval im nafal k'teira rishona shnei pamim. If it falls into the same pot twice, ein tzarach rak shishim achas kenegdo. You only need what? You only need one shishim kenegdo. And he says, ayin lekaman simin sadi dalet. So what is this all about here? This particular chiddush. I want to just note to you, the Shach, it's Sifkan Tetzayin, quotes from the Bach, that he lemaisa holds that it works even if there's not shishim, to do this shtick of nesin nismayim sonanim. Even if there's no shishim. The Bach said if there's no shishim, there's nothing to talk about. The Tam is nishar, and this test will not work foolproof. So it's a machloek yishach Bach. Will this test work? Will this work if you have less than shishim? The Bach says yes. The Shach says no. Okay. So let's get to this. That's the background I wanted you to see in the Gemara this morning. Okay. The background of this Ramah, and he sends you to Sadi Dalet as well. So what's going on here? Oh. So the Gemara I gave you this morning comes out Lamaisa, very, very fascinating din, Halacha Lamaisa. The Gemara in Sadi Zayinim Beis by Kechal, which means an udder, which is its own simen. You know, you shecht an animal, a cow has an udder. The udder is meat, but there's milk inside. Now, Chalav Shchut is the Rabbanan, okay? Only Basar B'Chalav Lamaisa of, you know, we say of a chalav of shchut is only the rabbanim. But the Gemara says, has a lashon over there in Sadi Zayinim Beis, says, El miata nafal l'kedera acheres lo yasser? L'maisa? Why shouldn't it not asser? That's the lashon of the Gemara there in Mesechus Shchulin. Let me get the Gemara for you. The Gemara has the lashon. It says, right, the Gemara you saw in the beginning said the Ravashi, when he came to the Yeshiva of Kani, asked the Shiloh when the Misharinin, is it Bididei Masharin against the udder itself, or do you measure by Mananafik Minei Masharin, or what comes out against the milk? So the Gemara said, Pshita Bididei Masharin, Diba Mananafik Minei Minoyadina, you don't know how much is left. So the Gemara says, El Miata, Novak Derechis, Lo Yasor, right? Halach Lamais, if the udder fell into another pot, right? It shouldn't make that usher as well. So Gemara answers, Kivin Amar Yitzchak Breder Misharshu, Chal Atzma Usher, Shavu Rabbana Kechatikas Nevela. The Rabbanan shafted up as being a Chanan, as being a Chefsa of what? A Chefsa of Nevela. That's how the Rabbanan, what? The Rabbanan ushered it. Halach Lamaisa. Okay? The next shail is, do you count the utter meat itself amongst the Shishim or not? But that's not for us now, Lamaisa, but the Gemara says it's considered to be like a Chefsa Shalissa. Okay? It's a Chefsa Shalissa. The Rabbanan made it like that. Okay. So, if that's the case, Halacha Lamaisa, it falls into another Kedera, it gets bottled in the Shishim, you take it out, it falls into the second pot, and you need Shishim again. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. And the whole issue that came out of the Chaticha L'chura, you know, Lamaisa, The Gemara's kasha l'maisa is very, very difficult. Right? What's it based on? The whole issue is came out of the chaticha. The chaticha l'chura is nasas heter. So what's the pshat? So the Rashba, I gave you the Berek Abayis quotes at Beis Yosef. Part of the Beis Yosef is called the Berek Abayis. He says, the reason why is we're choshish that maybe what? All the milk did not come out of the udder. Lo polad akol b'kdei rishona. And there's still some milk left in the udder. And Tosis mentions it right on the spot there, dear Masko Ella. That's what Tosis mentions this far. The problem is the Taz in Simin Sadi, Sifkot and Gimel says, the Gemara is not mashma that way. The Gemara is mashma shavu rabbanik achtiches nevela. That's the reason why, Lamaisa. The Rabbanan made it like what? The Rabbanan make it like a chatichas nevela. According to the Rashba, Sfari, you shouldn't need that reasoning. So he says pshat in the Rashba and Simin Sadi, Sifkot and Gimel, the Taz, that's the pshat in the Rashba. The Rashba learned the Gemara that because there's a chsham, a chshash, shemelo polar akol, they made it like chaticha, they made it like a chaticha nasis nevela. And the bottom line is that they made it a tor vadai. Otherwise, you'd say something to Rabbanan lakula, because chal of shkut is the Rabbanan, and therefore you need the reasoning of the Gemara. So that's exactly the way the Taz says the Rashba learned the Gemara. The reason why Lamais it's considered to be a problem is because why? El Miata Navlakiris Lo Yasor? Right? The Terence is that the Chshash is maybe is Lo Polar Akol. That's why they shafted it. They imbued an Isser on the Chefsa. The Ran, however, in the Dapi Arif, Lamais, has a different shot. Lamahem and Aftabaris on Dimaskov and Nochal Atzma Osser. And he says it's a bezunder reason in Gansen. It's based on Marasayan. It's based on Marasayan. Behemoth, there's no Isser in the Chal after it's been nullified. The Isser is only because of Marasayan alone. What does Rashi hold? What does Rashi hold? Dear Moscow Kavan. Kavan. He learns like the Ran, the Behemoth, it's what? Nispatel. What's the reason why it's Usser? I hope you guys picked up on this. There's a sheet of Gebetzes here. Rashi says, "Kevin number of Yitzchak Hulei Meshu Beschila Neser Achelon in Stamek." What does the sheet of Gebetzes fix? Did you guys see that? What does he fix? Achelon in Stamek. Did Mishinasa put the letter down with it? Did Mishinasa Nakdei Rabo Atam Yad Neser. Umiyad shav yerabanan. Umiyad shav yerabanan katichas isher shili olam. Suda kamer masnis b'zman shemekiru chule. Soon as it went in, it was aser. Soon as it might become, it might shrink up later and it might become nullified later, but originally it was aser, and from that time in the rabbanan made a katichas aser and remains liolam aser. So how many birim we have so far? Rashba, right? Shemelo polar akol, and that's how he touched the pshat in the Gemara. The Rashba, Lamais, that's what Shavir Bakhlicha Atzma. The Ran, outs what? What's the Ran shot? Marasayan. And what's number three? Rashi, Lamais, Rashi that's saying that once the Chacham invoked the Isser, before it shriveled up, it's Usser forever. Now, what does the two Taisim say? Dimaska Chal and Ella, what's their Shita? The Shach says the same thing in Sifkot and Hay. Halacha lemaiz, they say like the Ran that it's borrowed to the Gemara that all of it came out b'kedei rishona. Why is it usher? Because kodem gemar bishul it was usher like Rashi, and the pshat is we're choshes it's not going to be mishtari when it's yiflat akol and becomes nullified because we're choshes maybe going to eat it kodem gemar bishulo, and that's why they made it what. That's why they made it like a chatichas nevela. So Tosfos has a svara that we're chayish shema they're going to eat it kodem gemar bishulo, and therefore halacha lemaisa it was usher before gemar bishulo, and therefore it's a problem. So let's now plug in all these reasons, okay, and bring it back to this makaber ama, okay. Let's go slower, okay. Lemaisa, the Rama said. What does the Ramah say? As far as I know, you guys saw it as well. This Ramah in Sadi Ches is not talking about a Chal. Is he? Sadi Ches is his Taruvus. Chal is Simin Sadi, if I'm not mistaken. The like seven sheets is Rishonim itself by Chal. Okay, that's Basar B'cholov. Okay, Chal is Basar B'cholov. But the Ramah extrapolates from here, from Chal to other Isurim. And what did the Rama say? The Rama said this chiddush that ishish and ispatu b'kedayr v'isiru misham The nafalik there acher sarach lachzu avatla b'shishim neged kulo v'chein li'olim zok the lashon of the Ramah. So what comes out here is that the Ramah is extending this to other isurim. Let's think. Does the Rashba svara shayach by other isurim? Yes. Yes, it is shayach by other isurim. Maybe the isur is still there, right? Shemelo polat akol, right? Now, are the Ran, I grant you, is not shayach. The Ran's an issue of it being Mar Sayan. The Ran is an issue of it being Mar Sayan. And the issue of Mar Sayan, Lomais, according to the Ran, is shayach where the Iker is nicker like Chal. Not by every Yisr is it nicker. Okay. What about Rashi? Rashi, it's beautiful. Because Rashi, Lomais, a Koshkin is shayach by an Issam Yikara. By Chal, who is Asr Bishilas Abishal, so they have to Asr it all the time. Koshkin Nisr Gamar Mikara will be Nisr Latamid like that. And so Lamaisa, according to what the Rashba and Rashi's theory, it is Shaykh. The Rana grant you is not. Tysus also it's not Shaykh. It's not Shaykh to be goes or you're gonna eat it Kodim. It's always Usr. It's always Usr. So the Gon in Sifkat and Yates right here says, look in the Pshat and the Ramah, Ayin Rashi Damascus Kivan. What does he mean, Ayin Rashi Kivan? You know what the Gon means? He means, Lamaisa, that this Svara, the root, the anchors, these elementary steps in the Gemara, not elementary, but these principles that we're learning in the Gemara here from the different Shonim, is Shayach by what? By all these Surim, and that's where Ramah got it from this Rashi. Now, it could be, Lamaisa, and it might be based on Efshel Shochto, maybe it's not totally in the Din what? The Din Hanan, right? But Efshel Shochto, we assume, is Aser. And the klal of Efshel Shochto, that klal that we have of Efshel Shochto, is that the Isser that's in there remains there forever. Since it's able to squeeze it out, but you haven't squeezed it out, we assume it's what? We assume it's Aser for what? It's Aser forever. That's what we would assume. This concept of what? This concept of Efshel Shochto. That's what that klal means. The klal of Efshel Shochto means this particular concept, and that's what the Gon maybe says. Maybe you don't have to kanan chanan, but maybe you'll say it's based on the klal of what we would say Efshel Shochto. And if that's the case, that means that the Isser is what? The Isser is still in there, and you haven't squeezed it all out, and that's what we're driving at. Okay, that's what, I mean, we'll get into another time of, you know, what exactly this topic means of Efshel Shochto. How's it different than Chanan? But even if you don't hold Chanan, you could hold to this klal of Efshel Shochto. I want to just, and that's the way we'll define it. Okay, that's the way we'll define it for now. Okay, fine. So Lamaisa, this is what the Ramah means, that he says, Halach Lamaisa, that it's going to be what, if it falls to another kedera, you're going to need what, a bittul of shishim halach lamaisa, for those various svaras that will apply. Now the question is, what happens now if it falls like kedera rishona, the second statement of the Ramah? Im nafal like kedera rishona shnei pamim ein sarach rak shishim achas kenegdo. Now, again, the Gon points out at Sifkot and Chaf that the marker of this is from the Ramah, because what did the Gemara ask? The Gemara only asks on a kedera acheris. Mashma in the same kedera, right? You took the thing out, you put in the Isra falls back in the same pot. It's mashma one shishim's enough. The Gemara only jumps on the kedera acheris. The Gon's medayik. Mashma also kedera, it's fine. So what's this all about? Halacha lemaisa. What's this all about? For this, you need to turn to Sadi Dalet Beis, where we gave you in the Mar Makom is Sadi Dalet Beis. And in Sadi Dalet Beis, the Mechaber writes, if you stick a milk spoon in a kedera two times and you don't have yadi in the middle, you need two times shishim. And the Ramah says again, v'yeshom sagi pamacha shishim, chein nogin. He says, no, it's not true. Now everyone agrees, the Shach says, that if there was yadiyah bein tayim, it's batal, and therefore it's nasas heter, and therefore halach lamais, it's fine. It's not a problem. One time's enough. But we're talking about lemaisa, if it was what? Lo no de bein time. Lo no de bein time, what's the din? in this particular case. Okay, what's the din? Lo noda bein time. So if it's noda bein time, as we said, it's batel agamri, and hu adinami the chatichas issu, that's nafla pa'amim, no doubt, lamaisa. That's the shach and sifkat and hay, and Sadi Dawud points this out, which we're going to get back to, bli neder. But lamaisa, what we have to bring out here is the following. If it's lo noda bein time, you have a machlikas mechaber oma. So what's the svaras here? So the mechaber says you need shishim twice. If it's low notam in time. Again, you stick in the milchuk pot in the same milchuk spoon in the same fleshuk pot twice. It says you need shishim two times. Why? Because he says it's not the same isser that was in the first time. It's not the same isser that was in the first time. And the shach says, what's the svara? This is l'shita, so that chandicha nasas lavel is said by basa b'cholov. And we say it what? It's nasas lavel rak pamachas. Right? It's said pamacha. So this is what he says. He says you need shishim. You need shishim keneged what? The kaf has a little bit of milk in it. When you take it out from the kedera, the whole kaf became an avela, mipasa b'cholov. So you got him a vatla the second time. That's why he says two times. What happens if you do it every time? You do it 50 times. What's the din? What would you say? Mechaber says l'shitaso only by basa b'cholov do you say chanan, not by other yisurim. By the third time, it's already a chefs of iser, and therefore, that's chanan of other yisurim, and we only say basa b'cholov chanan by basa b'cholov, and therefore halacha l'maisa by shari yisurim we don't say it. So that's why he specifically says only what he specifically says only what only you're going to need it the two times. But if you hold, like the Rabbeinu of Tam and the Smak, who holds the Chanan B'Shar Yisurim, then you're going to need Shishu Keneged the Chokha every time you stick in the spoon, even many times. Halach Lamaisa. Because every time, the spoon becomes an Isser. It's like Chanan on the spoon. The whole Chetz is Usser. So you can need Shishu Keneged the spoon every time you put it in. But you didn't have shishim connected it, so it's usher.
But then you're about to let on in the second.
No. The whole spoon is usher. So then when you put it in again, you don't have enough another shear. So you need to have shishim again because it's a chefshish lisser. You need to have shishim every single time you put in the spoon. You take it out. You put in the spoon every time. Every single time you're going to need shishim because we hold chanan b'shar esurim. So if you hold chanan b'shar esurim, every single time you take it out, it's going to be a problem. Halacha l'maisa. Every single time you take it out, you have to put it on. You stick it in many times, you need shishim every single time to mvatel the spoon. That's the chiddush. So it comes out, the problem is that the mechaber holds in Simen Kuf Gimel Siv Zayin, he says, you say chanan b'basa b'cholov after it's already ben usser. He says you do say it. Even after you've said it once, you will say it. So say chatikas nasavel every time and require shishi neged every time you stick it in. This is what the Siftei Das says in Sifkot and Dalet. He asked this kasha. The Siftei Das in Sifkot and Dalet asked this kasha. So what's the teretz? So the teretz is it's in Simen Sadi Dalet. The Prima Gadim says b'doichak. He says it's borrowed the mechaber olds basa b'cholov after it's only usher. It's only midrabanan to say it again. Dafke be suri toira ari machmer. Ari choshish, maybe some milk is still in the spoon. And we say nasas tevela. But this whole thing is only us in the Rabbanan anyway. So since this whole thing is only us in the Rabbanan anyway, Lamaisa, you're not going to be machmer. And the second answer is that the whole thing, as the mechaber is a chumra ba'alma. Here we're not going to be machmer two times this chumra. We're not going to be machmer two times this chumra. So since this whole thing is a chumra, halach lamaisa, you're not going to be machmer two times. So that's lamaisa what the Prima Gadim. That's lamaisa what the Prima Gadim wants to say. So it comes out that this whole thing is considered to be what is considered to be a chumra, and that's the taich what. That's the taich of the mechaber. Now, what's the pshat in the Ramah that he says you only need one time keneged akaf? Because many poskim hold, now please get this, because the Ramah, we said, says chanan b'shar yisurim. So you'd expect the Ran to be machmer. No, the Ran is mekel here. Why? Because davar balua, you don't say chanan. this is a davar baluah b'kli, and even though we might hold it l'chumra, but we don't hold it l'chumra here. That's what the Shach says in Sifkat and Vav. He's masbah that very beautifully. Davar baluah, we don't say chanan. We do say it l'chumra, but here there's a suffix whether it's chalav in there or not. After it's been nispatel b'shishim. So we're not going to be machmir, because maybe there's nothing in there at all. And even if the Isser falls in the Kedera many times, all you need is shishim one time, like the Ramah by us. So that's the pshat. Even though you're expecting the Ramah, because the whole build-up of the Mechaber is based on Chanan, 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 and the Ramah holds Chanan Mishar Yisrim, no. The Ramah will say, I'm not worried about, even if I hold Chanan Mishar Yisrim, I don't say it by Balua. That whole thing's a Chumrah, and I'm not going to say the Chumrah here. So Memeila, it comes out that that's the Birad over here, Lamais, in this din here in Saudi base. Okay? So that's the Pshat Lamais. Now, this brings us to the following. That's about the spoon. But what do you say about an Isser itself that falls in? Right? Saudi Dalid is Machos Machabramah, the Rabbeinu Tam Rabbeinu family, with the old Kanamish Harid Surah. Tzadi Dal is the case of the spoon. But let's go back to our case where we're talking about an Isser that fell in. We're not talking about the spoon. We're talking about the Isser that fell many times. So what did the Ramah say? The Ramah said even in that case, one time is enough to have shishim, right? The Ramah said even in that case, one time is enough to have shishim. That's what he said by us in Tzadi Ches. That Lamais, even one time, it's enough. Halach lamais, right? Even one time, it's enough. Right? Even if it falls one, all you need is shishim achas kenegdom. Okay? So what's the pshat? So, what's the pshat lamais in this? You only need it one time. So, the shach lamais in Sifkat and Vav, lamais says the following hesber, but before that, let's mention the Gon's kasha. The Gon asks, here, the Gon asks Lamais in Sifkat and Chaf, by us in Sadi Ches, he says, Dafka Balua Bakli, do we not say Chanan. But the Isser itself falling in, we should say Chanan. And the Ramah by us is not talking about a spoon, it's talking about the Isser itself. And the Ramah holds Chanan, Mishar Yisrim. So Mehecha Teish, the Ramah says, Shishi is once, is enough, and that's it. One time it's enough. Lafal Gede Rishonah, why? Why should that be? Should be when it comes out, Lamaisa. You didn't have enough Lamaisa in it, so why shouldn't you say you need out Shishim, right, based on Chanan? So, Lechura, right, it's a great Kasha, Lamaisa. So, Lechura, you should say when it falls in, it's like considered to be like another Isser that fell in. And we should say Chosev in there and the Rishon, and it should Aser it. That's the Kasha of the Gon, plus the fact he says Chanan Bishari Surim, but it's viewed like what? It's viewed like another Issa that fell in, and it's Chosev in there. So it should Aser it. It should Aser it. You know, in Simon Sadi Tes, it's important that we note this. In Simon Sadi Tes Sivvav, there's this concept we were already brought up about Chosev and Eir. The Ramah says in Sadi Tezvav, Ishishin is Batuk Agonchai Shishim Kenegdo. There was Shishim Kenegdo. And Nisnasev Bo Achakach Mina Isser Arishon. The same Isser falls in of the original one, Chosev and Eir Neser. Loshna Min Bimino. I don't care what else it was inside of. Loshna Min Bisheno Mino. It doesn't make a difference. Loshna Yavish Yavish Loshna Lach Blach. But the Chosev of an error, the second thing that fell in has to be the same Isser of as the first one. If it's not the same one, then you have a din of Isserim of Atlan Zadzeh, which you know staves off that din of Chosev of an error. But the bottom line is that why don't we say here Chanan Bishar Isserim, or why don't we say the Isser fell in itself should be an issue of Chosev of an error? So the Gon wants to say like this. The Gon wants to give the following answer. He says the chaticha in the kedera is considered be min bimino. The chaticha in the kedera is viewed as min bimino. And what's the din on a din d'oraisa min bimino? It's batal barov. You only need shishim in the rabbanan. A gzera ato eno mino. And it's not shaykh to make the gzera here. Because dafka bimino do we aser. If it's eno mino from the Isra Rishon, as I just said, you wouldn't say chosev in air. And it wouldn't be aser. So Dafka, we're talking about a case, the Isser fell in, then you take it out, and then it falls in again. The way we view it as the Chaticha with the Kedera is viewed as Min Bimino. If it's Min Bimino, you don't say what? You don't say Shishim Min HaTorah, it's only Min Rabbanan. Here they didn't make the Gzeira. Only Dafka by Mino is it going to be Aser, right? But they didn't make the Gzeira in this case. And since they didn't make the Gzeira, Lamaisa, that's why you can be Mekel, you only need Shishim, Lamaisa, one time. That's the Chiddush, that will be the Chiddush of the Ramah. Even by a Dover Isser that falls in itself. And it comes out very nice because the Mechaber said if the Isser falls in twice, what do we say? The Mechaber will what? The Mechaber will agree to it. The Mechaber will agree to it, Lamaisa. Why will the Mechaber agree to it? Not mitaimei of the Ramah, but he will agree to it one time is enough. The Ramah says, like we just said, the whole cheshbon with the shach and the gong. But the Mechaber will say Lamaisa, a different hesber, and that is that what? You don't say Hanan Bishari Surim, and therefore, since you don't say Hanan Bishari Surim, there's nothing to talk about, Lamaisa, and therefore it's enough to have Pamach HaShishim. Even the Ramah that holds you, hold Hanan Bishari Surim, it's enough one time, either because of Balua of the spoon in Sadi Dalet, or because in Sadi Ches, even though you're dealing with the Isser itself, that we said this Cheshman, that it's Min Bimino, and therefore Shishim is only the Rabbanon, and therefore they didn't make the Gzeira. So even according to the Ramah, Lamaisa, you're going to be Mekel. Again, the Mechaber Ramah will agree that Pamacha Shishim is enough, but for different reasons. If you hold like the Smak, that Shar Hanan Vishari Surim, let's say is Min HaTorah, then you will say that every single time that you will what? Put it in, you'll need what? You'll ask the Chaticha that falls in every single time, and you need, you know, every single time it falls back in, you need Shishim, Keneged that Chaticha that falls in every single time, because we hold the Hanan Bishar Asurim, if you held like that Smak. So that comes out to be a Chiddush, Lamais and the Cheshbon, of this what? Of this Ramah. But the Mechaber Ramah will agree. Now, this brings us to the following. I wanted to get to this, that Shach now on Sadi Beis. I'm sorry, on Sadi Dalet. The Shach, I think it's Sadi Dalet, Sifkat and Hay. The Shach here asked the following Kasha. On Sadi Dalet, Sifkat and Hay. He asks Lamais the following. We said that if it's no to bein time it's a spot of rishon benasas heter, and even if you stick the spoon in the second time, it's going to be bottle in the original 60, and that's fine. You don't have to be you don't need shishim every single time. It's chozer and it's fine. However, the shach asks that's against the din in the end of simon sadi test. What's the case? If Nafal Gazayas Isser L'Soch Shishim Zaysim, if a Gazayas Isser falls L'Toch Shishim Zaysim, Heter, V'Akar Kach Chozim Nafal Gazayas Isser, Chozim Neir, Klomer, the Isser Arishon Shinizbato, Chozer Atam Isor Afilim Noda Ben Taim, V'im Kein Tzarech Shnei Pomim Shishim Af Ben Noda. You need 60 times, you need 60 times twice, even Ben Noda. So that's Akashi asks. So listen to the Chiluk, he says, Mikokomo mok mikomokim eshel chalik. Tahasim nafal iser mamish. Nispatel. Va'akakach nafal od iser mamish. Bezeh amrin in chosev in air. Mashenkein hacha. Betachav kaf cholevis likderish al basr. Nispatel beshishim. Imkein ein bo tam cholov klal. Lachain eni yochalachsel oris tam achelav arishon. So he's saying that what? If there's nothing to work with, if it's totally what? Totally not there, then Lamaisa, you can't say Chosev and Neor. And that's what he's saying, that, you know, you're not dealing with a mamashas that fell in, you're dealing with the tam anyway, that was in the spoon. And he says that once you stick it in this bottle, there's nothing there. So you see there's the difference between what you started with, the case of Kaf, whereas if you start with a Chefsa, a Kazayas of Issa that actually falls in, there will what? There will be a distinction. But the distinction that we're saying is, there'll be a distinction, Lamaisa, that you won't need If it's Yoda, you're only going to need one shishim one time by the case of the kaf. By the case of the Isisar Lamaisa, you're going to need it, Lamaisa. But that's in the case of Chozev Nerov, the same particular Isser. In our case, where the Isser itself falls in, that's the Chiddush we want to suggest, Lamaisa, that it's considered to be Min Bimino. The Kedair is considered to be the Chatech and the Kedair is Min Bimino. And Shishim is only the Rabbanon. And therefore, Lamaisa, they didn't make the Gzeira. And we view it as the same Isser. Otherwise, you would have an issue of what? You would not be able to, you know, if it's enomino, if it's enomiso, it would not be chosav in air anyway, to aser. So it has to, because you have a surim of atlan zuitzu. So that's what the Gaon wants to say the chiddush here is, and that'll be the pshat in the Ramah. So both the Mechaber Ramah will agree, halach lamaisa. They'll both agree, but for two different svaras. Again, the Mechaber, because you don't say chanan b'shar surim, and the Ramah, because of this cheshbon of the Gaon, that comes out very well. But this is a critical sif regarding what? Regarding realizing what Nikar is, and what's considered to be what? What's considered to be Usser, halacha lamaisa. Okay, what's considered to be Nikar, what's considered to be Usser? Yes, go ahead. No, again, when we say the Chozev Neir, what I mean to say is that the original Isser fell in,
yeah.
And then when you say Chozev Neir, it has to be the same Isser that falls in. Otherwise, if it's a different Isser, there's a cloud that will get up that says Yisur Mavatlan Zuitzu. When the Ramadar says in Sadi Tes, Loshna Min Bimino, En Bimino, Yavish Bavish, it means that the thing that it's inside of, Lamaisa, whether it's Min, whether it's Eno Mino or Mino, or Love, or Yavish or Lach, if it's the same Isser that falls in, you will say Chozev Neir. But I'm saying the second thing that falls in has to be the same Isser. Otherwise, you'll say Isser Mavatlan Zuitzu. Okay?
So when the
Kaf
goes in the second time, it's like a different Isser than the original Isser? Because they came in the first time? Is that the
Kasha? That's the way we present it as the Kasha, right? That's what we present it as the Kasha. That's the way the Gaon wants to say it as the Kasha. Should be like another Isser. So why don't you say what? It should be like an Isser Acher Shenuffel that's Chozev in Nera Rishon, an Aser both. Meaning that it's the same Isser as the one that fell in, but conceptually, Lamaisa, it should trigger Chozev and Neir. So that's the way he's saying it. The thing is, it's not, because it's Min Bimino. If it's Min Bimino, it's only Gzeira the Rabbanan, and they didn't make the Gzeira. That's what he wants to say. Halach Lamaisa. So that's how the Gaon wants to say the Taich.
Even though by Min Bimino, we do have Chozev
and Neir. No, but I'm saying, Min Bimino, when it's inside, the stuff that's inside. Again, you have a Taruvus. The Isser falls in, right? So you had a Shishim. Then there's a second Isser falls in. That second Isser was the same type of Isser as the first one. Then you could say Chozev and Neir. What's inside of the pot, the other stuff, could be Eino Mino, it could be Mino. But to trigger the Chozev and Neir is that same Isser. Otherwise, if it's a different Isser that falls in, it's like Yisur Mavatlan Zuitzu. It's part of the Shishim. Becomes part of the Shishim, the second Isser that falls in. Okay? So that's the Chiddush Lamaisa we want to bring out here. Of this Ramah. Okay, I want to just close with the following. There was one other pshat that we didn't have a chance to say to touch up the Ramah. We had the Igros Moshe, we had the Taz Eli and the Yaakov found was not on the Daf. The Taz wrote a parish called the Daf Achron, and the Shach wrote a response called the Kuntras Achron. In fact, that's where the Taz is found, where the Ramah that we said over yesterday, how he touched the Ramah. That is in the Daf Achron against the Kuntras Achron. In fact, what the Shach says is he doesn't see any time at all in what the Taz said, any mamashal. But there's one other pshat that I wanted to say, and that was from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says pshat lamaisa real quickly. Let's say it over. He basically wants to say the following chiddush to pshat, say pshat in the Ramah. He wants to say that halacha lamaisa. When the Ramah says you go bust a shame Isser, the Isser is nosin tam heter and the tamik is deraisa. That's in a case where the Kazayah Shuman kosher and the Kazayah Shuman nevela fell into a kederis basar kachush. So the tam Shuman and nevela is not nikr b'kederu. So when the tam Shuman and nevela is not nikr b'kederu, that's where the Ramah says you go bust a shame. Since the Shuman and basar are shame echad, So he said that's like a taruvus min b'mino midiraisa, and it's batal barov. And if it's nishbach, we're makel like any suffik derabana lakula. So in other words, basically what the Chasam Sofer is saying, pshat in the Ramah, is based on the Rashba and the Ramban, on Tzadi Zayin and Beis, that where you can't be omen on the tam, where the Isser v'heter, the tam is equal, and they're chalukin in their names, midiraisa need shishim to mavatal, because they're different in the names. It's a min v'shein omino. And since you cannot what? Be omed on the Shinu Atam because they're similar, then we say you need Shishim in Atarna Ravato. When the Ramah says you go Basar Isser, Lamaisa, when you go Basar the Shema Isser, what he means to say is Lamaisa is an ofen where what? Where the Tama Shuman of the Nevel is not Nikr Bekadera. That's where the Ramah says you go Basar Shame. Where the Tam has been what? The Tam has been minimized. And that's when you can augment and magnify the Shame. So that's the pshat of the Chasam Sofer. But again, he'll box in the Gemara the same way as the Shach, that the Gemara was talking about things that are tevel and yai neskhet that are not batal b'shishim, and that was the machlokes din abai v'rava. But outside of that, then you have the machlokes din Ramah and Shach. You go b'sher shem or you go b'sher tam. But the Ramah was talking about those types of issues where the situation was the tam is really not nicker at all, and therefore it magnifies the shame, and that's where the Ramah was saying you go b'sher shem. Okay, all right, we'll stop here. Again, the food's not here, right? Yes. Well, let me first call and 1 second, Jackie. I don't understand why this is happening every day. 1 second, Zachy. Let me just call this fellow. Okay. Okay. Yes, thanks a lot.